Kabanas. That's the ignore Kabanas.
Yeah, that's the Kabanas.
Okay.
He
finished. Well, no, actually, in 2 weeks you're in trouble. Okay. First of all, I wanted to dedicate this year Lazecha Nishmas Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Nachman Dov, my grandfather, whose yahrzeit is next Sunday night, and I think there's a very appropriate shir to learn Lazecha Nishmas. So what we're going to be learning about tonight is the Shema Yisrael that we say in the morning, what I call the first Shema Yisrael. Again, as many of us might not be aware of, but there is a Shema Yisrael we say before the more famous one. And we're going to discuss why exactly we say it and the very practical ramifications of what might be some of the problems. The reason why I think it's very apropos to my grandfather is because what we'll learn out is that part of it is that we say a bracha. Us, the Nusach Svar, don't say the bracha. Ashkenaz says the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, the Kaddish Shema Barabim, which is a very unique bracha, and this is actually the bracha, Rahman al-Islam, that someone who's dying al Kiddush Hashem is supposed to say that bracha. So, many give the interpretation of what exactly that means. We know it's al Kiddush Hashem. But a unique interpretation Rav Aaron Soloveitchik gave was is that Kiddush Hashem, as we know, is very nice to be done, L'shem Shemayim, and to Rahman al-Islam have to die for it. But there's another Kiddush Hashem, and the bracha that we're making in the morning is also on that, that we're Mesiras Nefesh every single day, that we make Kaddish Hashem Hashem, that in itself deserves a bracha. And we know in our times, very specifically, where those that are from really, really have to try so hard to show a Kiddush Hashem, it's truly something that we strive for every day. And this was somebody that my grandfather was. My grandfather was a very unique person, certainly in the time that he lived. He was an educator, and Baruch Hashem, a firm educator. He was actually claim to fame, although he didn't like when I told him this, is that he was the besides Yeshiva University, he was the first, and probably, I don't know if he was only, but the first president of a university who was from. He was the president, the founding president of Kingsborough Community College, and he was the one who, despite the fact that he didn't want anybody to know about this, and in fact you won't even see this, why he doesn't write about this, he was the one, because he was a prominent educator, who made Yeshiva College into a university. And all the different university aspects that they have, Albert Einstein and so on and so forth, that was because my grandfather helped out to make it into Baruch Hashem what it is today. And that's really Mekadosh Shem Hashem, to see how firm people live in that way, and to be an educator and to be from, is unbelievable. And my father was telling me only a few weeks ago that my grandfather was very close with the previous Bion Rebbe, and he asked him a lot of different eitzos of what he should do, about Chol HaMoed, about working on, even unbelievably, about if he would be able to work on the second day of Yontif. And he didn't just decide for himself. He asked, not only did he ask an Esau of the Rav, but of a tremendous, the under Rebbe was a tremendous Rav in his own right. And we should learn this great idea of being Mekadosh Shem Hashem. Originally, he was from the Lower East Side. But... No, he's from true Vienna. I always, when I used to go out on dates, I used to tell girls that if 363 Vienna Hasidim die, I'm the next Vienna Rebbe. So we know we're truly from Vienna Hasidim. Yeah, yeah. So we're, and we always, it was always interesting to my grandfather that it kind of came back to YU, because you know, Rabbi, the current Vienna Rebbe is Rabbi Breyer, who is a professor at YU. They don't want to know that. His father, right, so the Bion Rebbe's father, he's actually the one who wrote the new sefer that was written by Artskill. It's an unbelievable sefer that Artskill wrote called The Rishon Dynasty. And, so he's originally from a town right outside of Bion. Rishon Yartzai. Gimel. Gimel, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, Mazel Tov. Okay, so this is what we're going to discuss, and I have to say this, I think I've said it before, but in being able to prepare a shir, I have to thank you more than anybody else, because there's such desata yishmaya in it. Last night, when my wife asked me what I was speaking about, and I said to her, I have no idea, she always gets very nervous. She doesn't want to necessarily hear the shir room after or practice it on me, but she always says, what are you speaking about? And I actually was going to speak about a topic, obviously, that's much more interesting to you, which would be about the end of Kavanas, what Rabbi Yishmael is, Eizim Makomim. They didn't have enough stuff, and they said, you know what, I want to delve into, I said I would speak about the Shema Yisrael, what exactly it is. They said, maybe I'll have a little bit of that, I'll do a little bit of that. And then when I started researching it, unbelievable, as we'll see. Tremendous machlokes. One of the machlokes which we'll discuss is, as I like to start with a story, so I'll tell you the following story. When I was, before I became very wealthy and had my own car, had my own 94 Camry, so I used to get a ride to work every day. And not only would I get a, I didn't have a car. My wife, we had one car, and she was the Baal Boster on the car. And so I had a gentleman who would drive me to work. But not only would he drive me to work, he would drive me to Minyan in the morning. I worked for a unique company that had Minyan at work as well. The only problem was, unfortunately, he wasn't very machmid on coming to davening on time. And unfortunately, the place that we davened was also not so machmid on starting davening on time. So you, some days you would come in, they would be on yishtabach. Some days you would come in, they wouldn't be starting. So I always would daven before. So, you know, some days he would come so late that I almost could have finished all Pesukim Zimri, but I was knowing just to say all the karbonos, all the things. So see, Allah Almighty said that's a problem. If when we say the Shema Yisrael, which some follow with V'yahasa, if you have to wear a tefillin for that, and we'll see why. What is this Shema Yisrael that we say? Why do we say it? So first of all, what do we say? We say, Ashreinu She'anachnu Mashkinu Ma'arivim. So Rav Schwab Zatzal has a beautiful perush on what does it mean? Ashreinu She'anachnu Mashkimim. Mashkimim is when a child is first born, and when he gets Lidiyah L'chinuch, what's the first pasuk that we teach him? So the Gemara says, in Sukkah, you teach him Torah Tziva Lanur, Moshe, Moshe, Kiyas Yaakov, and Shema Yisrael, Shem L'chinuch Echad, and then what does it say? Mashkim U'marivim. Marivim, what does that refer to? Rachman al-Aslan, what's a person's last word supposed to be? Shema Yisrael, Shem L'chinuch Shem Echad. In fact, the stories of the Chevr Kedishas, where they go around, and the Bikachon go around, and they try to get people to say Shema Yisrael when they know Rachman al-Aslan, they're no longer going to be with us shortly. This is something that's noyig today, that people do. In fact, I remember another of my grandparents, my grandmother, always will remember when the Bikur Cholim came in, and my grandmother was unfortunately in her last days, and they asked her to say Shema Yisrael, and that Shema Yisrael will always reverberate with me, and the tremendous kavona. This is everybody knows that this is the Shema Yisrael. And the truth is, though, that is really what one of the reasons of the Shema Yisrael is that it's being Mekadosh Shem Hashem. We know the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, the big three, that you're supposed to die for all Kiddush Hashem. And however, though, the Rav Schwab continues and he says, in our times and in many times, it wasn't just the big three. If the Goyim wanted to have you do something in order to, because you were Jewish, for example, during Hanukkah, the stories are told that they wanted the Jews, Bedavka, to eat forbidden foods that were forbidden to them because they were Jewish, to show that these Jews didn't even care anymore. All these different things. And the story told of Elazar, we don't say at least I don't think, I know we say everything in Shul, but on Shabbos, Hanukkah, I don't think we say special Yotzeres. But in the Yotzeres, it tells about Elazar, who on Hanukkah was Moisa Nefesh Kiddush Hashem because he didn't want to eat the forbidden foods that they were making him eat. This is the story of Hanukkah. And being Mekadosh Shem Hashem is obviously, unfortunately, something that's very nogea. We hold halacha l'maisa, every single person, and there are many that have died al Kiddush Hashem, besides for the Holocaust. Nowadays, when someone's killed in a terrorist bombing, that's dying al Kiddush Hashem, because they killed us bedafka Jewish. Oh, but they didn't tell us that you had to do shrichas dam. They didn't say anything. No, but those people died al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, I hate to start on a sad note. We know the famous Subaru story of the child who turned to his father and he said, what should I do now? And Rahman al-Sun, they both knew that they were going to die. And he said, you have to say Shema Yisrael. And part of that is the saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Shemcha Barabim. That's one of the reasons. Another reason we say it is because of the censors. They wouldn't let them say Shema Yisrael. And they didn't know in the beginning. So that's one of the reasons they said Shema Yisrael. You know, as we said, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, being Mekadosh Shem Hashem is also nice to do. This bracha also goes on being Mekadosh Hashem every day. As Rav Schwab puts it, it's not Kiddush Hashem for a person who Nebuch is very difficult for him in the economy, and he has to give, and he wants to still give 1/10 of his salary to Staka. That's still Moiser Nefesh, a person who didn't want to come out tonight, who was very tired. He said, I was at a game last night, I can't do it. And he came out anyway. That's called Mesiras Nefesh. That's Kiddush Hashem. That's why we make the Kiddush Hashem Shmo Barabim. So let's see the halacha lemaisa of how we paskin. So this is a halacha that we actually did a few weeks ago. We kind of skipped over this. And that is in Mem Vav. So the first side is in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch, which was 150, says as follows. V'tov lomar, this is the second to last line, tov lomar b'shachris, achar Shema Yisrael, baruch shen kivu malchuso, ki v'famim, shohin im kriya Shema, l'kroyser shalov v'zmana, v'yotze b'zeh. So this is unbelievable. So we know that when we, so many of you might say, well, I daven so early, I never have a problem with kriya Shema. True. But if you daven on Shabbos morning, that's usually what the biggest problems are. So now it's actually, now it's nogea. So you come into shul, and let's say Kriya Shema is 9:15. And so no, the guy gets up at Pesukei Zimra, there's no way he's going to get to it. So the rabbi announced, now in general, really one of the minhagim is to do it at this time. So we're knowing, we say all the parshas. But here it's very interesting. It seems that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, no, just say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem and you're okay. So see what everybody has to say about that. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah first. This is in Sifkat and Lamed. B'shachris, v'yafilu heshkim v'boker, heshkim v'yamir kriya shema, kodim amur ha-shachar, shen shvara inu yotze v'day kriya shema, afal pichay nogin, l'sayim, achor v'ruch shem. Aval, ma she'omrim, kodim yishtabach, u'ksiyaz v'ruch shem kavod, I'm sorry, shema Yisrael, so we don't do that. Not many people, those that are knowing, to say az yoshir, they say shema Yisrael, Hashem al-kenei shvachad. Those that say, so there you don't have to say Baruch Shem, because there you're definitely not going to be Yosef. He's asking the question, what happens if a person knows for sure, right? They go to the 6:30 minyan. I know I'm going to make Kriya Shema. It's 3.5 hours away, so don't worry about it. So still, that's what we're knowing to do. Ki lefamim, why? He says, Perish Mishum, Yilefamim, Shoinat Tzibor, Lachin Yomar, B'chol Pam, Baruch Shem Kavod, Machuso. The below Baruch Shem Kavod, Lo Nira Ke Kriya Shema. Rak, Kitzipor Dvarim. Right, if you're just saying, so what does that mean, Kitzipor Dvarim? Because then you're telling a story. Ashkenu Shanachlu, Mashkimu Marivim. We get up all the time. What do? What do we say? And we say a pasuk, Shema Yisrael. That's what we say, Shema Yisrael. But Baruch Shem, that's an affirmation of Ol Malchus Shemayim. And maybe you can even Yotzei Kriya Shema with that. Ach, Yikavin Shelo Lasseis Ella Imkein Yirush Yatziva Yavir Zman Kriya Shema. So this is problematic. We spoke about this before. So what is the shukha? So first of all, he's saying, which we'll see later on, that a person can be yotze really with Shema and Baruch Shem possibly. Why? Because the story told about Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in the Gemara on Daf Yudgimel Brachos as follows. Yehuda HaChassid was giving a shir to his Talmidim, knew he came time for Kriya Shema. He didn't want to interrupt the shir and say all the parshios. So he said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Shema Echad. It's not really clear if he said Baruch Shem. Most of the Mefarshim say he didn't even say Baruch Shem. And he was yotzei, and this is what's called Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi's Kriya Shema. That the first pasuk we know is the Machlokes in the Gemara and Brachas. What are you really yotzei midaraisa? The first pasuk, the first parsha. So this is could possibly a person be yotzei. So the minimum level midaraisa, so you were yotzei midaraisa. So Zman Kriya Shema, it's not so bad. What's problematic about this? What's problematic is we know that midarabanan. So we, not only do we yotze the three parshios, we also hold that you should say kibrichoseha, that you have to say all of the brichoseha. And we'll see later on, there are those who are very machmid, to the point that if they, for some reason, couldn't get up early, and now they're in this minyan, and they're starting at 9 o'clock, right? This is apparently the way the Rav held, and you have to say, in order to be yotze Kriya Shema properly, you have to say Kriya Shema im brichoseha. What would that mean? That you better go very, very quickly to meet 9:15. You would skip, and then you would say, let's say, Nishmas, and then you would say, Kibir Chaseh, you would say Shema, they're still on the Halalukas, and you would wait until, Shemon Esrei. That's a possibility. But here in the Mishnah Berurah, it seems to say, you should do this every day, just in case the day comes, i.e. maybe a Shabbos, and you'll say, Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, and then everything will be hunky-dory because you're Yotzei Midaraisa, and then later on, you miss Kriya Shema Nu, okay, you still Yotzei Midaraisa. Not with Birch HaSeah, that's Midarabanan, not the other partials, that's possible Midaranan, maybe only the half, three partials, again, it's a Machlokas. So, not everybody likes this idea, quite obviously. And in fact, the Mogen Avraham quotes the Shailas Teshuvas Marshal. And he says as follows, where do we get this from? No, everybody holds that the first parsha, a person is yotze really with the first parsha. This is what Rabbi Kiva Eger has this as well in on the Shulchan Aruch, where he says this as well, that he thinks that this is definitely what the halach is. And so we'll see that if you look in Siddurim, generally, the Siddur actually does have a Yahafta. There's a machlokas, whether or not you should say a Yahafta. So we'll see whether or not it's a good idea to do that. Because if then you're making, what I want to try to discuss tonight, are you really making the affirmation that this is a quasi Kriya Shema? And if it's in fact a quasi Kriya Shema, I'm going to be yosei with it. Why? So what? What's the big problem with that? The problem is that we have, so now you were just yosei yedaraisa. Now you go to Kriya Shema Brichoseh, the way it should be done, and now you just yosei midirabanan. But that's not truly the way that it should be done. We've discussed this before about the way that the intention of the Rabbanim of a mitzvah should be done, so you should do it in its full way. So even though you could be Yotzei Midaraisa and you could say Vayechulu on Friday night, so you have to do it with Kiddush, right? So we obviously in davening we do that. So the Rambam maybe says that you have to do Yetzias Mitzrayim, whatever it might be. But always mitzvah should be done in this proper way, and therefore maybe a person shouldn't say the hafta, and he should have kavana. If you're allowed to have this kavana, negative kavana, I'm not yosei Kriya Shema today. I know right now it's 8:15. I have until 9:15. I'm not worried, because people have a problem with being yosei when really you shouldn't be yosei. So let's see the many different people say. If you look at the Shaar Teshuva, for example. So the Shaar Teshuva on the top on Yud Dalet, he quotes the, which we'll see also, Kasav B'Hagos, this is in Yud Dalet V'Yotzei, so in the middle it says, Kasav B'Hagos Tosev HaShabbos, D'Befizeh Lechelach Niach Tfilin Kodem. Well, why? Shal Yihyeh Kemeret Eidus Sheker. We're going to see on the next page what exactly that means.
But that's only if you think B'Hagos.
Not necessarily, no. Because if you're yotzei with your Yehudi Achas and the Daraita possibly, then maybe that's even usher. Maybe even saying the Pasuk Shema Yisrael. So you can't go as far as saying, we happen to say Shema Yisrael many other times, right? You're going to say, wait a minute, when I say in Musaf on Shabbos Shema Yisrael, that's also Kabbalos Ummah Chushamayim. So maybe that's what the Baruch Shein helps, right? It's not Ketzipur. So I think that's really what the Diyuk is here. If you're saying Shema Yisrael without that Baruch Shein, so then it's just Shema Yisrael. Then it's just Ketzipur Domi. It's just we're telling stories, right? That's what we say in Musaf, right? But if you say Baruch Shem, that's somewhat of an affirmation. And clearly it would make sense to say that this is somewhat of Kabbalat Omoch Shemayim. Because what are we saying here? This is a parak that we're saying about being Mekadosh Shem Hashem. We know for sure that when someone's Mekadosh Shem Hashem, they say Shema Yisrael, it's Kabbalat Omoch Shemayim right before you die. The best thing you can do is say Kabbalat Omoch Shemayim. By the way, they say about Rav Shuah. Oh, because you're saying, very good. So you're, if I'm reading you correctly, you're saying that because, what is made a checker? The Gemara says, if you're not wearing tefillin, because what do you say in the tefillin? Ukshatim los agadecha. I'm not kshatim los agadecha. So if you give me a minute, we'll see on the other side that there are those that disagree with that and say, no, you have to wear tefillin too. We'll see what the reasons are, but it's a good question. That would appear to be the logic behind why you have to wear tefillin. We pointed out before about Tisha B'Av, where on Tisha B'Av, we don't wear tefillin in the morning. So that could be very problematic. And in fact, what's interesting is that the Shulchan Aruch passes that you should wear tefillin. Everybody disagrees with him. But the reason being, he says, how can we do this? We're saying Shema Yisrael. So what do we say? Well, don't worry, we're going to put tefillin on later. Doesn't matter. How can you put tefillin on now? Right? So we'll see. There's many different ways to answer. One of the possible ways of answering it is, that only applies if I'm doing it benezit. If I'm not wearing tefillin, that's meyer checker, right? If I'm a guy who's just saying Shema Yisrael, it's tefillin, tefillin. No, today's not a day for tefillin for me. No. Clearly on Shabbos, I'm calling Moedim, people don't wear tefillin. We don't say on Shabbos, somebody says, well, he has to wear tefillin. No, because the oath. Okay, so, but we'll see, it's a good question, and that's really going to lead to the segue of exactly what's going on here. It happens to be the Shaar Teshuva adds something. When I was looking at it, it brought a memory to me, which is, oh, by the way, so he says what the point is. So he says, Ki'ilu, who moed sheker, heinu b'mezid. So this is a few lines down where he says it's b'mezid, where the lines get big. So he says, b'levush. Simon nun chet, the haide amrina, Ki'ilu, who made sheker, what does that mean? Hai b'mezid. No. This is just b'mezid. Meaning, I'm just doing the daka. We'll see what that means. So he also says, he brings in, if the Zohar brings about tzitzis, what about tzitzis as well? There might be a shiloh by tzitzis. So we'll see also, it reminded me of a psak of the Reviner Soloveitchik about this, about what happens if a person's not wearing tzitzis. So we spoke about before, I think, in the Yurtzai Shir we gave for Reviner. So he said, what happens, so Reviner held it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear tzitzis, right? The whole shiloh about is tchelos, right? They did a few weeks ago tchelos in the right? Daf Yomi. So is tchelos ma'akev the beged? So we generally obviously say, even those that don't wear tchelos, no, it's not. And in fact, is it Das Yachid or the Baal Amor? The Baal Amor says it's ma'akev. It's ma'akev. So what does that mean? So it doesn't mean ma'akev you can't wear it. Of course you can wear it. The shiloh becomes, what happens if you live in a place without an Eruv? So if tchelos is ma'akev, therefore you would not be able to carry your tzitzis on Shabbos. Right? It would be like, literally, like strings hanging out. You wouldn't be able to wear it. Okay, nobody holds like this. Of course, the Briska Chumras, so Rav Aaron Soloveitchik held like this. And the Briska Shita is, there's no such thing as Eruv. Therefore, doesn't matter if there was an Eruv really in the community. It doesn't matter if he was living in the old city of Yerushalayim, where it's the best Eruv in the world, because I don't know if this is still true, but when I went to Yeshiva in the old city, so not only do you have the wall that surrounds the city, which is good, you have two strings around. The Rabbanut HaRashid has their string, and the Vedat has their string around the Yerushalayim. It's unbelievable. Why? We can't, two Jews and three shuls. So Rav Aaron says, so what happens though? So now, a person holds on the Shita, he comes to Shul Shacharis, so he puts his talus on, no problem, right? Because then you're not, if you hold on the Shita, it's Tzitzis. So he held, this is an unbelievable Shita, that Mincha too, even though you're not even saying Shema, so my Rebbe you're going to say, so he used to, I don't know if this is what he told me, I never saw him on Shabbos, that he would wear, or maybe they would have Tzitzis in Shul for him, or he would wear a talus, he said, during Shachar, he would, during Mincha. And he would wear it for Meir, but this way he was wearing a talus, he would have no problem. So we'll see that's a little bit more far-fetched. So let's go to the other side where we're going to see what I think is a very nice machloikis where we can discuss whether or not a person, halacha l'maaseh, does a person really have to put his tefillin on before Shema Yisrael? So that Gemara that we spoke about is a long Gemara in Daf Yudalad Amud Beis in Brachos, but really the last part, the last two lines of there is really what's important. Amma Ula, Ko HaKore Kriya Shema below tefillin, Ki ilu made eidus sheker ba'atmo. Ami Rabbi Chir ba'abam Rabbi Yochanan. Ki ilu hikriv oyla below mincha. Zerach below nisachim. Thank you. So that's even worse. You didn't bring the two korbanos together. They had to be ma'akev to bring brought together. So what does he say? So the Rashi says over there, ki ilu made eidus sheker. What does that mean? Ba'atmo lishna mi'ila. Right? He's a fraud. This guy's a fraud. So you brought a very good question. Your question is, okay, Amodah, by Shema Yisrael, and that's why the famous minhag is that if you don't bring tefillin to shul, so what do we say? We say, daven up to Yishtabach, and then you'll borrow your friend's tefillin by Shemon Esrei, after Shemon Esrei. We say, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Isn't one of the points of davening to say Shemon Esrei together with the tzibur? And if I'm able to catch up all the way up to so I don't have to say the bracha, that's not ma'akev tefillin, and then he'll take off his tefillin quickly, by chazar sashas, I'll put my tefillin on, at least I'll be yosei somewhat of the chazan zamida, which will be some tefillah b'tzibor. Why not? No, you're not allowed to, because kriya shma bracha seah has to be done with tefillin on, tezmoyin e'edos. So you can say, fine, I agree with that. But you can tell me that saying the pasuk of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, and maybe even a b'hafta, okay? That's, come on, that's pushing it a little bit. So on this, first of all, let's just see what the Bach said. The Bach, this is in Hilchas Tefillin, he brings down why this is Azar. Clearly not necessarily talking about our Shema, but let's see what he says. Perish Rashi, this is in number 2. Lishna Mi'ila, Noket, Akan Lishon Nireh, Deratina Lomar, Deshikar Koreh, V'haftez Hashem Elokecha, V'gomer, V'hayu Hadvar Me'ela, Asher Anokhi, Mitzcha Yom, Alu Vavecha, Shehu lichud es shemo bechol levavo v'hu b'mesh tikshorim la'os al yadecha l'todzuchos b'nei necha shehu moira al yechidu shehu yachid be'alomo nimshach v'zeh. So this is clearly talking about our Shema as we know it. You have to kshatam osa yadecha, you're not kshatam osa yadecha, you're not wearing tefillin, so what are you doing here? It shows that you don't believe it. She'ef shas, what does it mean? V'nimshach she'zeh right, when you're wearing tefillin, what's the edus? It's kabbalas omach shemaim in a way. And then you even go further and you say, tefillin we're talking about. And I'm not going to be wearing tefillin. It's terrible. And therefore, so it's Eidu Sheker, Yochash Al Kain, Eino Manichim Laharois Al Yechido, Vizehu Eidu Sheker, Alobis Barak, right? It's a terrible thing, because it's as if a person is doing the opposite of Mikabel Omach Lashemayim. Rabbeinu Yonah Piresh, so Rabbeinu Yonah gives the following interpretation. Kimish Mo Kishamid Eidu Sheker, Al Atmo Perish Kiilu Meid Shema Shehu Omer Shesivu Hu Yisbarach B'Torah So Chartem Lo Sayadecha V'Eino Omer Right V'Eino Omer She'Eino Haya Emes Shesivu Hashem Yisbarach Kach. So he goes even further and he says, "Oh, not only are you saying not affirming it, you're going backwards. You're saying the opposite. Yes, you are an aid. You're an aid that Hashem didn't give us the Torah. That you don't believe in this." So that's just to summarize what the Gemara is saying and how strict it is. The person has to be careful. So what we want to discuss is this is talking about us? Is this talking about what we're talking about? So we can go into the Machlokas, what it applies to, when we do Hilchos Kriya Shema in many weeks from now. So the tour on our Sima that we discuss on Mem Vav says as follows. He says like this, number 3. Lefichach anachlu chayovim lahod, this is what we say right before Shabbat, Lefar, Lerimcha, it's a little bit different, this is really a Nusach Sfar, it says, Lebarach HaShimcha, Litein, Shelch Ve'oda, Lashimcha, Ashrenu Machal Chalkenu, Marim Garolenu, Ma Yofa, Ma'od, Yerusha Seinu, Ashrenu Shanachlu Mashkimu, Marivim, Ere Vavoka, Bechol Yom Pamayim, V'yom Shema Yisrael HaShem, Lekenu Shem Echad, Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChatzim, Hayar Rogel, Lomar Achra, Baruch Shein, Kilol Malchusa. We'll see why. This is what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, right? And then in the Ramah, right? That a person doesn't get up to it and he can be Yotze with this. So let's see what the Prisha says. This is somewhat what we already learned in the Mishnah Berurah. Hayah Ragil Lomar Achra Baruch Shein Kehod Malchuso Lilam Ver Kolomer. Dikashe Ein Anu Omrim Ella Shema Yisrael Levad Nira She'eino Ella Sipur, right? Devarim She'omrim Yisrael. Right? Then they should say, this is what the Beis Yosef on this says as well. So this is the Prisha, the Sma, and the Beis Yosef also says this. So where am I coming out to say that you have to wear tefillin? So first of all, we saw it already, that the Shari Tshuva said it. So I'll quote you something interesting. We'll do something a little different tonight. We'll do the Ben Ish Chai. So the Ben Ish Chai says the following thing on Parshas Miketz, right? Ben Ish Chai is a wonderful sefer he goes through the Parshas and he learns why certain halachas we learn out from the Parshas. It's a little bit more interesting than the Kisser Shulchan Aruch because he says, oh, this is Parshas Miketz, and P. Miketz we read about mitzvos and the mitzvos and the besat Shmei, a little bit, of Zohar in it, and then he says, oh, then here's what the halachas, and he learns strict what the halachas are. So this is one of the halachas he learned. Kishi yagia l'kriya shema kodim parshas ha-tamid, yizohar lomar, psukim shema yisrael baruch shein kavod ma'chus al-ilam bet, bekavona gidola, kimo kriya shema, right, like regular kriya shema, yotahein, the tegiros einav, right, so this is what I never knew this until tonight, is that if you've ever seen someone, when they say Shema Yisrael, so I always thought that was a minute toss. This isn't the real Shema. Why do I have to do the whole, you know what we do when you do Shema Yisrael, when we close our eyes? Why do you have to do that? You shouldn't have to do that. Because it's not the real Shema. So you're saying, no, you gotta be very careful because this in fact might be the quote unquote real Shema. And a person has to be mysterious nefesh, mateus, where you know, the echad. So, kizeo hayachiv midarabanan, became lekayim mitzvos kriya shema midarabanan. That a person can be mekayim the mitzvos kriya shema midarabanan. V'yesh ba, sorof gadol, v'tikon ha-tfila. She'ein anu yicholim lehashlim tikon ha-neshama v'kriya shema, diyote ela v'tziros kriya shema. Okay, a little kabbalah for you. Ah, so, if you don't shema Yisrael, baruch she'en kolom ha-chusov, v'yein omrim v'yahafta. V'niz kriya v'seva kabbalah. Weiter, what does he say? V'henei v'sidur kotev kodem kriya shema ashrenu shanachta mashkinu. This is just an interesting point. Mashkinu marvin b'vete k'neesos b'vete midrashosh yochotim shimcha b'chol yom. V'ein zen nusach amiti. So he says, no, this shouldn't be, this isn't proper. D'michaze k'mishakir. Right? You're lying. D'rob ein mashkinu marvin b'vete k'neesos. Even if we're talking about the Jews, what are we saying? Ashrenu! Bless us! Shanachta mashkinu! That we, all the Jews, look at us! We get up early! Right? Umarivim. Erev Avokim, Yom Yafayim B'chol Yom, we say Shema Yisrael. But well, it's not true. So he says that shouldn't be the nusach. So he says kishe anachne, when we will be zoichet to do this. Okay, fine. But what we see from the Ben Ishchai is that it definitely has a shame of Kriya Shema. And therefore, as we learned already, a person should probably wear tefillin according to this. The question is, do we go that far to make the stretch? So certainly we know, modern day halacha, is that when we're Yotze Kriya Shema very specifically, and we say the Yahafta, and we say V'hayayim Shema, and we say the Parsha Tzitzis. That's what we do. And when we know where we're coming close to it, that's what we do. So the shaila is really, would become a question where, like this. This is,
yeah. Your home, late.
Right.
What do you do?
Oh, so your home is late and you say it's during the week, right? The Shabbos, you don't wear tefillin. Right, so what do you do? Should I put tefillin on? Is that going to be a problem? Yotze Kriya Shema? So that's a very interesting question. Also, the question I have, let's say a person is, likes to be Yotze with Shitas Magen Avraham. He tries to be Yotze with Shitas Magen Avraham, roughly 35 minutes before. And so he knows that he's going to get to shul, he's going to be yotze the gra. So he's not always so machmir. This is something you're allowed to do. You're allowed to pick and choose probably between different days. You can't do it the same day. But, so a person says today, I'm going to try Magen Avraham. So the question is, the shaila would be, should you do your Magen Avraham in say the full Parsha Kriya Shema, obviously being yotze it, knowing full well that you're going to reach the gra's Kriya Shema? What am I saying? Meaning, maybe what you should say is, you know, today, I'm not going to be so machmir, I'm going to do midaraisa the way it should be, the way the Rabbanan wanted it, I'm going to be yotze the gros kriya shema properly in Berchoseha, and no, Magen Avraham, thank you very much, but I think even the Magen Avraham would like me to do it this way. That's the question. So, this was a question that appeared in the Yechav Adas. The Rav Avadi Yosef, the Hachacham, the chief rabbi, many call him the current chief rabbi of Israel. So the Yechav Adas is a fascinating sefer in that the Yechav Adas was a radio program that Rav Avadi Yosef had in Eretz Yisrael. And apparently, and I believe this, if you've ever looked at any of the works of Rav Avadi Yosef, this was not rehearsed. Someone would call up with a shaila, and he would rattle off pages and pages and pages of sources and paskin halacha. Unbelievable. This is what Yechav Adas is. Yabi Omer is more of the truth. It's even longer. And the Yechav Adas, the only little thing they have some footnotes on the bottom of things that he actually didn't say. What's fascinating about it is that even if you ask, now you don't have to ask myself, but you ask a real Rabbanim, and they'll look at some of these Svarim, and they'll go, I don't know where this is, I can't. And then once you look it up, these are all Svarim. And it's just the encyclopedic mind that he has is phenomenal. So the following question was asked to him on the radio. So they asked him about this, is this really what the halacha is? Do I really have to wear tefillin in Shema Yisrael? So he goes through the whole machlokes and he brings many, many rayas, many, many people who say that you probably should be wearing tefillin, it's probably a good minhag to wear tefillin, to do it. And then he tries to say why he thinks that this is not really the shita, and that's the way he passes la halacha. Many of them we will all not recognize the shita, but look what he writes. He says like this, Ulam lefi ma, so we saw he quotes this of other people saying tefillin. Shidakim b'chol hayom mishelo lahaniach tefillin ella b'baruch shamar. There used to be a minhag apparently that they would dafka put the tefillin on a baruch shamar. This is still was the minhag, even like nowadays many shuls, so because the zman of tefillin doesn't come, so some people they don't even put tefillin on until that time. So therefore, they still would do it. They'll do the sifrei sechemed. And then he quotes the following thing: the sefer Ma'aser Rav Hachadosh. This is the Hanagos of Rav Aryeh Leib Epstein. The Baal Sefer Apardus, he says as follows, Zafka Parsha Shnia also liquos the below tefillin. V'havei kamed eidu sheka be'atmo, shehu omer v'haya im shamoa tishmuel nesvoi tzai. Not anything else. Then he says, why? So you're not going to get any of the brachos of the clothes. So that's not even a problem. Abav Parsha Rishonah bilvad, im shum isa liquos the below tefillin. V'shikein p'stak ma'arz v'hagoin, v'shiyesh lo reyes rabos akach, fine. Ein Sham. The af kimadubri ha'achronin ha'amuvur lehepeh. Ach efter shekain sober ha'mar shabbatshuvaso. Even the meiri on our gemara says that muvur the lo chasher kimed edusheka bi'afma ella kisha oisa kain derech zilzel. Right, as we said before, he's not doing it on purpose. Not only that, he's doing the opposite. He says, no, I want to do this properly. I'm going to do it later on. That's zilzel. That's moed sheker. Well, of course not. Don't worry about it. You don't have a problem with it. And that's the way he passes. And he brings many, many other rayos. And then he sikum advarim. That's the best thing about Rav Avi Yosef Shuvas. If you're really lazy, you just go. You have a little paragraph. And he says, this is what I passkin. And that's what he passes. And he says, no. That's not the real Kriya Shema. Okay, so the shaila would be, though, with b'chvoid Rav Avi Yosef, how would Rav Avi Yosef hold if a person wants to be Yosef Kriya Shema, and he comes to Rav Avi Yosef and says, a terrible thing happened today. I thought Sosman Kriya Shema was at 9:15. So I started davening, and then I realized, no, it wasn't 9:15, it was 9:05, but I said the Shema Yisrael and the Baruch Shem v'yahafta, I'm a Yosef. What happens? So that would be the shaila there. This is something you have to clear. This is a good question. Interestingly enough, the Orach HaShulchan had a very big problem with this minhag. So the Orach HaShulchan, I'm sorry, I just had to try to fit it in, because I thought it was so interesting, that I made it very, very small. So if you look, we'll just do what it says in the middle, where it starts off with Hagra. So he says as follows. V'chein harei b'meh she'ha'poiskin s'virle d'tzorach likroi s'daf g'gimel parshas ach ha'emethu t'zeh tov b'mikre im ha'tzibo orvim z'man kriyashma v'yesh ha'noshim she l'mchachi l'soymchim al zeh b'chol yom haniach tfilin v'kori kriyashma kol g'gimel parshas v'ach ha'chum ispalim ach ha'zman kriyashma v'dabar zeh right, the Einon Nachon, terrible. Levatel Tachonas Chachamim v'Hayu Chacham v'Tiknu Lomar Seid Abrachos v'Akriya Shema v'Yatfila. Eich Nemo La'asot Zeh. Racher Hazman Shal Kriya Shema v'Kviyas Rabbeinu Kishe Yatiru Zeh Lav Yatiru Rak v'Mikre below v'Kviyas. So he says something that's difficult for us, and that is, you know, many people say, oh, he's so makel, Rabbi. It's not true. The Orach HaShulchan wasn't so makel. So the Orach HaShulchan says here, no, this is the key. Not only does he not like the minhag of saying Shema Yisrael, no, these three parshas, it's a terrible thing. Because then what are people going to start to do? They're going to start to say, wait a minute, Sosman Kriya Shema is at 9:15. So I could daven the 9:15 minion. I could daven the 9:15 minion. Don't worry about it on Sunday mornings. And this is the guy who does every single day. So he said, that's problematic. If there are one time or once a week maybe even, I don't know if he said, would say once a week, can you do that? But this is why some shuls are more makbid and they have their times. They don't start 9 o'clock all the time. They start according to Kriya Shema. They say, whatever's my Kriya Shema, we start whatever. So many shuls do that. Why? Because this is not something that should be relied upon. Clearly, Kriya Shema or Birch HaSeh should be said, is the more proper way of doing it. And therefore, as we pointed out, according to the Rav, and this is probably the Pesach of B'nai Brisk, is that it should be done to the point where you should continue B'yachidus if you know you're going to miss Kriya Shema. And if,
in the history of our shul,
yeah,
many years ago, he
really?
Has come in the
wow. Yeah, so there are some shuls that do that, but I remember when...
Just to follow what they did during the week.
Just to get Kriya Shema.
Kriya Shema
Berch HaSeh.
Mine.
Right. You know, sometimes it's really difficult. But the, so when we used to be in, when we lived in the apartments, so Rabbi Kalbus's shul, so that's, he would always be mocking on this. And you would walk in and you'd be like, I thought it was 8:30. No, it was 8:30 this week because Kriya Shema. I was like, oh, I didn't know, you know, that, because you want to be Yosef. This is the problem. Certainly people learn by the Rav, some people are more makbid on it because of this. Clearly that's not really the Yeshita out there, but it is a tough. Right. Yeah. So they want to be Yosef. There's certainly no problem with it. It's funny because I remember once, I used to daven in Woodmere in the high school college meeting. So this would be a guy in back of me, so he was already in YU. I wasn't in YU yet. And so he wanted to follow the sheet of the rest. So he always used to, when we would miss Kriya Shema, so he would always, it was 9:15 it started, so we probably missed a lot. So he's davening, and I think he missed it a little bit. So what's the halacha? The halacha is I don't think there's anything wrong with this. You can say Kriya Shema, and then you can sit and learn. I don't think there's a problem with sitting and learning. So I think he thought, I'm not sure why, that you have to kind of drag it out, right? So he, when he finished, Hashem Elokei to MS, now it was okay, he was done. And then the rest of davening, I heard him out loud until we got up to Ezra avos, like, so that we would, he would, I don't know if that's really the point, but he held from this halacha, Kriya Shema Baruch Hasel. So really what we've learned tonight is whether or not, you know, what exactly this Shema Yisrael, Baruch HaShem, Mekadosh Shema Barabin, what exactly it signifies. Is it just something that we say, Lekabas Olmach HaShemayim, but not really Kriya Shema Olmach HaShemayim? Or is it Bedavka, are we saying that it's Bedavka, excuse me, are we saying that it's Bedavka, Kabbalah Olmach HaShemayim in the way that your Yotzi is somewhat of Kriya Shema? So this comes up possibly in a cute tshuva that Tshuvas Vanogas has. Rav Sternbach asked the following, right? We said Rav Sternbach, the Talmud of the Briska Rav, and related to the Gra as well. So he says, he asked the following question. He says like this. Nechalku b'zeh, ha-minog im lomar brachas baruch mekadosh shmo barabim. So we know the Nusach Svar doesn't say it. And the Ashkenaz say, k'divrei ha-kodosh ha-rizal. The Arizal didn't say it. Bomar kein, b'haskoros Hashem. Oh, k'minog ashkenaz lomar b'hashem v'rabbeinah chazanish used to say it. It's interesting, the Yishei Yisrael quotes the Chazanish's minhag that he used to say the bracha to the point where one time he wasn't sure whether he said the bracha or not. He went up to somebody else and said, can you please start from the Olam Yiyah and say the bracha so I can be Yotzeya. So obviously he helped him. So when afterwards, when this gentleman had this chus of being Yotzeya the Chazanish, he said, by the way, where does this minhag come from? The Chazanish says, I don't know. He said, I didn't know. He didn't know where it came from. It's interesting because it is quoted. The Taz quotes this, but it's based on there's a Yerushalmi that says this. Yerushalmi says that you make the bracha, Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Shmo Barabim. So he says, what happens in the following case? Very good question. What happens in a case where, no, I didn't get to it today. I didn't say it. I came to davening late. I'm lucky I even said Baruch Shamar. I didn't say that part. So now, it's after davening. We know you could, if you want, you could say, tell him, you could say to the B'nai Zimra if you want, you could say Ajloshi if you want. What about Shema? Should I say Baruch Hashem, Mekadosh Shmo Barabim? So he seems to be very very against it, against Sachas Baruch HaHakel, and he says something very interesting. In the second paragraph, Af Shinagu Lo L'Chalik V'Omrim Gam L'Achar HaTzvila Nira Hadavar Lo Pasha Klal. It's not so Pasha to say it. Shesover writes Hadavar Mekabalel. So he's Mekabal of Olmach HaShemayim Malchusa Yisbaruch Shemom Yisbaruch HaZeh Lufi HaTzvila. He questions whether or not this is something that's miyucha for this part of the tefillah, or are we going to say no? It's something that's just a nice thing to say. So we're not going to say that it's similar to other brachas which we allow you to say later on, brachas ananim. You could say brachas Torah possibly, but he says no, it's not the same. And he says Asher Rabbeinu Hagra his kim levarach. So he even said even the Gra said you should make the bracha. But still, in the case of obviously Safek Brachas Hakel, he said definitely a person shouldn't make the bracha. So what we see from this, So we see from this is possibly this is not really the real Kriya Shema, right? You can say that it's not really the real Kriya Shema, that it's something different. That this is just something that we say, which is obviously a very important thing, L'Kadosh Shem Hashem, but it's only L'Kadosh Shem Hashem, not Alts Kriya Shema. But it's Alts Kriya Shema. To the point, what's my raya? My raya is, you don't say, if you're saying it later on in davening, you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kadosh Shem Hashem. Or you can say the opposite of me, or you can say, no, I'm wrong. Because no, it is B'dach B'yotzei Kriya Shema. And if you say it later on, you're already Makabal Baruch Hashem, so of course you don't say Baruch Hashem. So anyway, you like to learn it, that's the possibility. If you don't mind, I'll just end off with a joke that you can say in many different ways. But so he said that the bracha of Mekadosh Shmo Barabim is a bracha that you say, Rachmanu L'Shlom, a person of Mekadosh Shem Hashem. So they tell a story about the brisker. The brisker goes into a Meir Sharim. I'm sorry, goes into the shuk, and this Arab comes to him and he says, I'm going to kill you. Right? Takes out his knife, he's going to kill him. The brisker says, no, what are you going to do? He says, can you give me 1 second? He says, sure. He puts his stuff down. And he says, with kavona, borich, ato Hashem, nu, l'kein, melech ha'olam, l'kadosh shemoy barabim. Right, nu. He's crying and so on. The Arab looks at him and says, wow, unbelievable. I'm going to stab you now? And you believe in God? He says, ahwa wala, and he leaves. And the brisker grabs him and goes, nu. He didn't want to be, he's... He didn't want to, he had to stab me. I said, the bracha of Atala. It won't be a bracha of Atala. So it's a cute joke. But to end off on a more positive note, this bracha, we should learn out again that this bracha is not just from Mekadosh Shem Hashem. We say it every day because we should remind ourselves that we're Mekadosh Shem Hashem. And I can possibly say this, I never saw this written, but I just thought of this today. And that is that Right before, we say the Akedah, right? We talk about Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak, Mesiras Nefesh. But I think this is talking about Yaakov Avinu, right? In our parashas of Yaakov Avinu, that's what we're saying, the Mesiras Nefesh of the Torah, what Yaakov Avinu did. He learned the Shem Eber, and in this sixth parasha, he says, okay, new, you learned the Shem Eber for all those years, now you gotta be Mekadosh Shem Hashem. Now you gotta go out in the real world, and you gotta find a wife, and you gotta do all these different things. You have to do it, but in the way of Mekadosh Shem Hashem. That's what Yaakov taught us, and that's why, it's not Avram necessarily in Yitzchak. We call ourselves B'nai Yisrael. So that's the idea behind what Yaakov is, that when we say this bracha, we should, or we do, even if we don't say the bracha, we say Baruch Mekadosh Shem Abarabim, every day when we go out, we should realize you're being Mekadosh Shem Hashem. Just like they say, you know, when the yeshiva boys, right before they get off the bus, they make the famous announcements. Remember, you're wearing a yarmulke, you're representing your school, you're representing all the Jewish people. Make sure you don't go into when you go into the store, don't say you're being, because you know, you have to be Mekadosh Shem Hashem. And that's I think really what the important point is. It was just happened to be this week in Pathmark, the emergency the milk run. So I was on the famous line in Pathmark. You know, they have these, I love it, it's like a game for me. You know, you go on that line where you do everything. I love it, it's a lot of fun. So it happened to me, it was a very long line, and it happened to be that in front one of the four things was a frum girl. And I don't know why I noticed this right away. She had finished, she was about to pay, and I noticed that in her cart were still two bottles of soda. I said, oh, yeah, this could be a Kel Hashem. And then I saw that I wasn't the only one looking. There's a bunch of other people from other denominations, probably Jewish people too, looking, and I go, oh, unbelievable chance for Kiddush Hashem here. No, if it was anybody else, you put the bags in, you leave, it's embarrassing, I already paid. I think to myself, I'm clearing to myself, what should I do? Is it going to be more of a Chil Hashem if I then go up to her? Excuse me, you didn't pay for those, you probably didn't realize. And then, Ki Yadua, Baruch Hashem to see, maybe 12, 13-year-old girl, she picks the first burger in the cart, and she looks, and she goes, oh, yeah, yeah, her face gets all white. She couldn't even think differently. Of course, she stole. She was going to steal. She put them on, she tried again. She was embarrassed, obviously. She took the $2 out of her pocket, and she paid for it. I was like, oh, I don't want to go up there. I didn't have a chance to go up there and go, Yishkoyach, Yimikaj. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one watching this. There's a lot of people online watching. They saw, this is what Jewish people do. No, what do you mean? Oh, they could have got two bottles of soda for free. Not free. It's Geneva. It's Geneva, 100% Geneva. No question about it. It's the same Geneva. You know, like, unfortunately, sometimes my, you know, we all have this in our lives where our children walk out with things. We don't realize. So you didn't pay for the kid. Okay, you know, just be quiet. There's a long line here. Take the candy bar. And you didn't pay for the candy bar at the end. So you don't go, aha, see, I saved a dollar at the end. See, remember those 2 weeks ago, they screamed, no, you have to go back, it's Geneva. It's not even Toz Akum, they made a mistake, and then there's a Shiley clear, a Shiley, the Meiri, and maybe, you know, this is Mamish Geneva, that's Kiddush Hashem. When you go back to, you go back, and you give the person the money, and in general times, they fight with you, they go, I didn't make a mistake, no, look, I'm wearing, this is the way it is. This is Kiddush Hashem. That's what we say every day, that we should be zoich to be put in circumstances like that, where we can wear a yarmulke and we can say, I'm sorry, sir, I think, you know, maybe you made a mistake. You owe me money. That's really the point of this bracha, being able to say it. Thank you.